All right, folks, let's dive in. So guys, let's shift in topics to escapism, okay? Now, this is one of those subterranean things. I don't think I've ever had somebody approach me for counseling on escapism, okay? So it's not usually a presenting issue. You know what I mean when I say presenting issue? Okay. It's usually sort of a subterranean one. Although now that I said that, I do remember one time a guy coming in. And it's only because he was living in video games. I think he was like 10 to 12 hours a day. And it was when, what was like one of the original like old computer massive online gaming, like is it World of Warcraft? Was that big? That like the big one? Like back in like 2000 aughts, like 2003 or 4. Yeah, okay. I think it was that. And he was like an epic name in this gaming world. And he came in for help on that. Poor guy. All right, anyway, that's beside the point. The danger of escapism, okay? So this is rarely a presenting issue, like I said, but it's often an issue that's exacerbating presenting issues. So for instance, oftentimes conflict in marriage where you'll hear initially words like, he's just not present, he's not dialed in, he's not vested. You actually start to do the investigation. This guy is like totally checked out. Same thing, you know, in the reverse. Obviously wives can be guilty of it too. Sometimes it's work problems will be the presenting thing. Sometimes pornography will actually be the presenting issue that someone's aware of. And then as you kind of trace this, the pattern of the use of porn, you realize, oh, this is one of a number of things you're doing online. And in fact, if I kind of look at your life, you're not really leaning in on any responsibilities, right? Does that make sense? That's what I want to just kind of give you eyes for as we go here, okay? So let me just say a couple introductory things to warm us up. Have you ever heard, this is a total urban legend, but have you ever heard the urban legend of Mr. Rogers, like the Mr. Rogers neighborhood? The urban legend that he was a sniper in Vietnam? It's totally false, but like there's a reason it had so much traction because it kind of went like this. He was a sniper in Vietnam with like 25 confirmed kills, like more than anybody else. And like he was just this absolute savage of a killer. And then he came home, and to cope, he created a fantasy world where everything's neat and tidy, and there's trolleys that go down streets, and everybody's soft-spoken, and you talk about boys do this, and girls do this, and we play our music instruments. You can kind of see where it's feasible to us. Now, it's totally false, but do you get what I'm saying? The logic of that makes sense to us because we think of the hard things of reality. Sometimes we just need to escape from the hard things of reality, okay? So what I want to talk to you about today is not necessarily that anything we do to distance ourselves for a time from the complexities and difficulties of the world in order for, I'm not going to try to convince you that's wrong and it's always evil. And we can kind of talk about escapes in a way that I don't think fits under the problem I'm talking about here. But what I'm talking about is a dedication to that escape that actually hinders the ability to do work in the hard, okay? That's what we're going to be basically talking about. Because guys, honestly, everybody daydreams. Everybody daydreams. But I want to test you a little bit. Let's do a pressure test on your daydreams. I'm not going to make you write it down or talk to all of us about it. That'd get really weird really fast, okay? But what you fantasize about, at the very least, might indicate to you where your mind goes to escape from some of the complexities of your reality. So here's what's interesting. Even a daydream fantasy tells you more about the hardships that you're actually in, probably, than what you would even think of as ideal, because your daydreams probably have shifted over the years. When I was a kid, it was scoring the winning touchdown for the Cleveland Browns. Okay, I'm from Cleveland, and that is a fantasy, okay, especially if it's a Super Bowl victory. Okay, huge fantasy, okay. But I don't fantasize about that anymore. I find myself fantasizing more about things like cabins on lakes, in mountains, without any cell coverage or lines, and no one around me except for my family. Okay, things like that. So what does that then reverse engineer and tell me about some of the things I find unpleasant or hard or difficult about my present existence? You could guess it based on what I just said to you. It's that I love people, but people tend to approach me when they have problems, and they tend to unload those problems on me in a way that's not always conscious of all the other people who have problems, and it can quickly be overwhelmed. If you're a people helper, you probably are, because otherwise you wouldn't be here. You probably can resonate with what I'm saying here. So I'm trying to make a connection for you, even in those opening illustrations here, that escape, you only understand someone's particular escape, right, or tendency towards escape in light of what they're trying to escape. Does that make sense? So let's talk about the experience of escapism. Escapism is the pattern tendency to avoid difficult aspects of personal responsibility by engaging with separate, easier, and usually less productive tasks. It can occur in response to anything from regular daily pressures of life to painful personal tragedy. Personal comfort or relief becomes the primary motivation over and against personal calling of God. So just really briefly, let me highlight a couple terms here that's going to really set us up to move quickly through the rest, all right? It's the pattern tendency to avoid, keywords, difficult aspects of our personal responsibility. We're going to look at biblical principles here and see, guys, post-Genesis 3, what was one of the main curses God gave to humanity? Yes, good. Work is not part of the curse. That was part of the blessing of creation. It's the difficulty of work. That's super important. The word pain is repeated in that narrative. In pain, you will bear children. In pain and toil, you will, the sweat of your brow, will the earth yield its fruit to you, okay? And so that's going to be one of the key themes that we carry through here. There's a recognized difficulty to work. And then that we can just jump to the end. The personal calling of God. You're avoiding your calling. So you are called to work. Work, including the difficult part of it, is your calling here below, here in this earth. And we don't like that. That's why we have this tendency towards escape. The word calling is a beautiful word, actually, guys. It's from the same, in the Latin, it's from the same root we get vocal from. Vocation. Did you know that? Vocation and vocal are the same root. It just means God speaking to you. So whatever it is you went into or are in right now, guess what? You may not love your job, but guess what? To some degree, in God's mysterious providence, you were called to that job. Doesn't mean you're locked into it forever, but that's God's calling. And if you see it that way, it ennobles it. It makes it beautiful and special instead of mundane and something that you want to escape. So let's move through these. First, the problem. We tend to be more concerned with immediate personal comfort than God's personal call to productive work. The Bible calls this laziness. Now, let me just give a straightforward. I don't go around calling people lazy. But, well, I mean, maybe at some point you might need to. But my point here is the Bible gives us a category to think in, not necessarily a label you slap on people, okay? A sluggard or a lazy person. We learn a lot by actually considering how Scripture talks about it because it's in relation to God. Laziness is a problem, not because you look like a loser and your family gets frustrated with you, though that's true. It's because it sees work in relation to God in the wrong way. If you have your Bibles, let's look at a couple verses in Proverbs where the sluggard makes a guest appearance. Proverbs 26. So while you turn there, let me just finish off the heading there, the thought from the heading. So personal comfort and the personal call to productive work. Here's why that's a contrast, okay? When I say the word comfort, what comes to your mind? Like, what associations do you have with the word comfort? Lazy boy. Yep, lazy boy.